What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. As you all know, global warming is real. Climate change is affecting us all. Okay, the PSA, attention, climate change is affecting us all. We, the human race, have destroyed the planet. We pollute the air with our toxic chemicals, factories, cars, vehicles, pollution. We dump trash into the ocean. Did y'all know there are actual like pits of trash in the ocean? I was reading an article in the New York Times this morning that said Japan is preparing to release like tons and gallons and gallons and gallons of formerly, and I'm doing air quotes, toxic wastewater back into the ocean. They said they treated it as best as they could, but they have nowhere else to put it but into the ocean. We are literally destroying the planet. Which is causing the weather in all areas of the world to be a hot ass mess. I say that because we in Southern California experienced, it was a tropical storm, but parts of California, if I'm not mistaken, it was hurricane strength, category one, Hurricane Hillary, tore our ass up. Okay. It didn't tear me up where I live, but parts of Southern California, like Palm Springs, they had to shut down a whole freeway because it was underwater. It was a mess. It was so bad to the point where, and this where I was like, oh, this is it. Like, I believe in climate change and I know it's real. But this particular moment when the earthquake hit here in Southern California at the same time that we were battling tropical storm / category one Hurricane Hillary, when the storm and the earthquake formed Voltron and hit us at the same time, that's it. That's when I knew. Now, I did not feel the earthquake, but something that was new that was happening here, because we had storms all winter season here, but now we were getting all of the amber alerts on our phones. So phones blowing up. So I'm doing my hair. It's wash day. You know, I'm doing styling my wash and go. All of a sudden, my phone is going crazy. Earthquake alert. Stop, drop, hide, be safe. What? When I saw that, I knew. Oh, it's over. Not to mention, maybe sometime in 2022, there was a tornado somewhere in Southern California. We do not have tornado conditions. But now all of a sudden we have tornado conditions. It was snowing in Southern California this winter on top of the hurricane now that we had. Simultaneously, earthquakes are pretty common, but hey, not at the same time as the storm. Y'all know we be getting wildfires. This is it. I am personally gonna do more to be environmentally conscious. I don't like to use bottled water, like plastics all the time. And whenever I do, I'll be cringy. Like, I just want to do better, man, because we tearing this planet to shreds to the point where, you know, they were talking about how the aliens was out here spying on us for the past however many years. And that little flying Tic Tac was spotted by the military. Y'all, they don't want us. If something and some beings from another galaxy can make it all the way over here and spy on us for years, decades, y'all, they don't want nothing we got. We can't even get back to the moon. We still peeping through a telescope, through the James Webb telescope, trying to see other galaxies. They asked and flew out and came all the way into ours. They don't want nothing we got. They probably see the pollution and the smog over LA County and be flying into it thinking, we don't have to worry. Speaking of, and this is totally deviating, but I brought it up, so I still want to touch on this. Not Black News related, but since we here. I honestly don't think we went to the moon. I don't think we went to the moon. I wasn't one of those people this whole, like, for my entire life with that conspiracy theory. But the fact that you now have Russia and the United States and other countries really trying to get back to the moon and success and not and failing, they're successfully failing at getting back to the moon. Why is it that, back in, when was it when we supposedly landed on the moon, the late 50s or the late 60s? Why is it that we could have got to the moon then with the shittiest technology, with not none of the upgrades that we have now, and ain't been able to get back since? Really? We was able to get to the moon in a Buick, but now that we got Teslas and shit, we can't get back to the moon? We ain't been back since? I don't believe it. But anyway, what do y'all think? Not even about the moon necessarily and that aspect of it, but climate change. Were you somewhere where you got your butt kicked by storms? Because it's been going crazy. There's supposedly some tropical storms headed towards Texas right now. Y'all know the East Coast be getting tore up left and right. It's just disasters. So how was y'all? What was y'all's experience? If you were in SoCal, did you feel the earthquake? I personally did not in my apartment, but I know some people who did. Hit me up. Let me know what it was like for you. You can find me at Kenelia on social media. So this week there aren't a bunch of like super hot topics in regards to like news or celebrity information, but there has been a lot of chatter and of course discourse within the Black community, because as we've seen, every week we talking about $200 dates, masculinity, body counts, baby daddy, mama. It's the same thing every week. But this week in particular, there has been a lot of discussion and discourse around a young woman on TikTok named Morgan, who has a baby, a young daughter named, they call her Gigi. Her name is Gianna. But the girl went viral because apparently she was left by her baby daddy after the baby was only 30 days old. And he went back to live with his girlfriend in Atlanta, left her up north somewhere. And he left her, and it's also he has like 5 other kids. Her baby was his 6th kid. She was left abandoned, and now she is making content and went viral because she's sharing her stories. The point of this, though, there is a lot of discourse in regards to this and just in general about this idea of baby mama, baby daddy, and whose responsibility it is to raise the child, which turned into single mothers being shamed, disrespected, and talking and being talked down to when they are left with children. Now, let me say, conversations about single moms in this negative connotation or the stereotype around that has been in place, I would say, since before I was born. I'm gonna date it back to, I'm just gonna assume and make some statements here. It could have been further. I would say around the 1970s, where the whole air quote welfare queen and that the systematic effort to remove Black men from the family kind of started. Because let's keep it a buck when it comes to Black people, right? We arrived here in this country in shackles. We were enslaved against our will. The structure of the Black family wasn't something that the majority of enslaved Africans were allowed to have. We were tasked with building community amongst the people who were in our vicinity at a certain point in time, because as you know, they can just pull you up out of where you are and put you somewhere else, and then you have to rinse, repeat, and build another family structure somewhere else with people you don't know or have no relation to. But the consistent theme within that was mothers, because due to some of the horrors of enslavement, yes, there were some enslaved Black people who were allowed to have families. But there was conditions, right? That family could be broken up at any moment. But a lot of the situations in the childbearing came about based on men being tasked or forced to breed or impregnate Black women and move on. get somebody pregnant. She had a baby. Move on to the next. Get the next woman pregnant. She had a baby. Move on to the next. So single motherhood within the Black community has been forced upon us. After enslavement, there was a large effort to bring families back together. So if I'm not mistaken, and I don't have the actual numbers, I feel like I read this some time ago, there was a boom in marriages within Black people in the Black community after enslavement up into and through, I would say again, maybe the 1970s. But then once that happened, the idea of in order to get welfare, to be on public assistance, there had to be no man in the home. Then the men were driven out or removed from the home. And that's where it all started. Again, I'm not standing firm on those, on that data. I'm just telling y'all some of the theories that are out there in regards to Black people. But what's happening now in this age of social media, in this age of misinformation, in this age of discourse amongst Black people, because I told y'all, I really think, especially on Twitter, that Elon Musk has some a version of COINTELPRO going on, because as soon as he took over, the discourse got out of control. And y'all know he a Trump supporter. But the discourse now is really heavy on shaming women who end up being single mothers, whether it's because the man left, whether it's she left, whether it's he lied, whether it's divorce, whether the man died, it don't matter the circumstances. There is a conscious effort to try to make women feel bad or feel like they have done something wrong because they are single mothers. Instead of, on the contrary, instead of shaming the person who stayed and is raising the child, there's no shame towards the person who left. So, you know, that has been magnified. So when it comes to this young woman named Morgan, who, again, went viral on TikTok because she was telling her story about she met this random man from Atlanta. That's what she called him. They were together for a couple of years. She got pregnant, had to have an emergency C-section. He then left her after 30 days and went back to Atlanta to move in with his other girlfriend. And then come to find out, also what she didn't know when she was dating him, he has five other kids. So again, my whole point of this is a couple things. What happened? Or not even that. I take that back. And y'all know I don't like to use the statement I'm at the age where, but I am at the age where everybody got a story. Everybody got a journey and everybody got some brokenness within them. But one thing that I don't do, and I don't have no tolerance for, is people who don't take care of their kids. If it's one thing that I don't like, it's a couple things. It's somebody who don't take care of their kids. It's somebody who's taking care of them, but they being a shitty parent, or somebody who is not trying to be the best parent they can be, abusing their children, whether it's emotional, physical, mental, neglecting love, again, striving to just be an all around good parent. I don't fuck with that. So a lot of conversation on social media again has been, why aren't we in turn shaming the people who left and abandoned the child versus the person who is staying and actively trying to raise the child? But switching gears a little bit, because in regards to this situation with Morgan, she's 22 years old. She was 21 when this all went down. She's a cute young girl as a beautiful little baby. That baby is so cute. She'd be wearing a little satin bonnet on camera. Just the sweetest little kid. And so, you know, I understand. I sympathize with her. Not to say because I'm a single mom, but I understand how it is to be young, because the brain don't fully develop till you're 25. I told y'all. To be making a bad decision. It was her first real boyfriend. I get it. I understand. But then I saw a video and a picture of the baby daddy. Y'all, let me tell y'all this. If y'all they done found the man and doxed him. They done found him. He now making response videos. They done found a random man in Atlanta. And I was not expecting him to look like that. I was not expecting that. When I hear a woman, young girl, got pregnant by somebody, he has five other children, and I believe it's five other separate women who got pregnant, I was thinking it was going to be one of them, like, them tall, like, in the gym, like, overseas basketball dude types, right? Hooped in high school, went to the JUCO, didn't really make it to D1, and tried to go overseas, but he ain't with no big team, so he ended up with, like, still over in North America playing for, like, the Dominican Republic Reptiles or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of them. Or I was expecting this dude to look like the game. Okay? Like that. When I hear baby daddy with six kids, I was 22 and I was in love. He lied to me and left and went back. And for another woman, I'm thinking he was going to be one of them dudes playing for, like, the Somalian Smurfs. That's where my mind went. I was not expecting what we got. Now, again, as an older woman, I am not going to judge, especially considering the fact that I have made some bad decisions in my life, honey. When it comes to dating, I have made some bad decisions. Pull me to the side one day. If you ever catch me out, pull me to the side for a one-on-one because I can run them down. I have made some bad decisions. And Anashi almost caught me with the okie doke as well. But by the grace of God, amen, he looked out for me, amen. And he pulled me out from the darkness and opened my eyes so I could see that the man was ashy. So I understand. But with that in mind, I want us to do a couple things. Okay, first, I want us to start giving people a little more grace. And I say that because it is very easy for us to kind of to judge and to be like, you crazy. That wouldn't have been me. That wouldn't have been me. Yeah, it would have been you. And it probably was you, just in a different capacity. We all make bad decisions. Hopefully you get to the point in life where you no longer make bad decisions because you have strengthened your critical thinking skills. But at some point, we have all been there in our version of what there is. So let's give people a little grace. Number two, and these ain't directly related. I'm just throwing out some things that we need to work on as a community. Okay. Number two, and this is for my young Black News listeners. It is easy to get caught up in a situation and be blinded by the emotion and the impact of it all. Because when you in it, you in it, right? When you dating somebody or, you know, getting to know them and it's just moving and moving and moving, what you see at that moment is what you see. It ain't until you're able to step out and take a look at it, then you actually kind of get the rose colored glasses are taken off. But with that, if you are in a relationship, in a young relationship, before you make any big decisions, find you one older woman or man who you feel like makes good decisions and run it by them. Now, sometimes people give you bad advice, right? Sometimes people don't know what they be talking about. Sometimes you can ask somebody for some advice and they're bitter Betty or bitter Bob, and they're going to try to say something to sabotage you because they ain't got what you got. But I'm saying it's kind of in summary, just to get us in the idea of brainstorming and talking shit out with somebody. Because I'm willing to bet if young Morgan would have said what was going on, and would have pulled up the picture of the baby daddy, that man from Atlanta, one of her homegirls or auntie or a mentor would have been like, "Ooh, girl, that's all I'm saying." Okay. Speaking from reference, I was dating a guy. He was turned out to be awful. Okay. Not going to get into what made him awful, but and he was not attractive at all. This is when I was going through that I'm going to try something new phase. After it was all said and done, and I was talking to one of my homeboys about it, and I was like, just talking to him. He was like, "That sounds terrible." And then he was like, "Who is him? Let me see a picture of him." And I pulled up a picture. And he said, Cornelia, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's what he told me. Now, if I would have ran it by somebody or him earlier, he could have put some perspective into my life. I'm just saying, run it past somebody. Third, if you're going to make some bad decisions, at least make the bad decision with somebody who would be able to even assist a little bit. And if things go south, and I say that because it sounds like that man from Atlanta ain't got no money, no paper. He got five other kids, ain't no child support. He can't help her out. So now he gone and he can't pay child support. So I'm just, y'all, we got to do better as a community. And I'm not saying that in slight of Morgan, because she only 22 years old. Again, you make the worst decisions when you young. So I understand where she coming from. I just feel bad for her. And now I can't say I feel bad for the man from Atlanta, because they doxing him on social media and now he getting put on blast. So, oh well, what do y'all think about the overall situation? I know that was a lot of rambling, but I feel like we needed to kind of discuss it because everybody been talking about that dang baby daddy. Hit me up with your thoughts and let me know. That leads me into just doing a quick PSA while we talking about decision making and things. Critical thinking skills within the community is at an all-time low. Something is happening where we as a people are not flexing or strengthening our critical thinking skills. Now, what prompted me to bring that up is my dog Kev on stage posted on Instagram a few days ago about the Keke Palmer baby daddy blast that kind of went viral again, where it says Keke's baby daddy is trying to take her to court for child support, and he's trying to take all of her money, and he's even trying to take the house that she was living in. It says something crazy. And he was basically saying, just because something is in bold font, like just because the big font is over the video or the picture, that don't make it true. Just because somebody slapped the big font on it doesn't automatically mean, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He definitely doing that, especially considering the fact that after that news went viral, he made a post to say, nobody even talked to me to ask me that. That's not true. So I think what's happening, and I didn't my thing. I know people think doing research is seeing it on Instagram. I did my research. And when they say they did their research, they saw it online on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I remember, y'all know I love me some, I remember stories. Remember when we first found out, it went viral about the details about the actual Aunt Jemima and the pancake. Remember they were trying to switch her, take her off the box and replace her because it was a mammy, and the post went viral about who the person was actually like designed after. I remember it was early in the morning and I was on one of the social media platforms. I think it was Instagram. And I made a comment under a post and this guy randomly responded to me with this whole dissertation and diatribe about just talking, like trying to skew out like random history facts and notes about Aunt Jemima, and he was talking to me as if it were matter of fact. I was like, dang, I don't even know you, bro. I'm not even gonna respond, because I don't respond to like crazy people. Like if you jump out there with a whole five paragraph response on Instagram in the comments, I can't. So I just went about my day. I get on Facebook later and saw literally verbatim the same exact response but posted by two other people, and it was not created by the man who responded to me. This man literally read it on Facebook, copied it, and was posting this response to people on another platform as if he had actually done the research himself and knew for a fact that it was true. He did not. All he did was read it and say, that sound accurate, and went and started to spread the same information into the world. People are doing that more and more. There was another instance where it was around election time when before we solidified that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were the candidates for the Democratic Party. I remember when Kamala Harris was still a front runner for the presidential spot. There was this person that I was air quote, heavy air quote, friends with on Facebook, where he started posting information saying that Kamala Harris was responsible for something connected to Oscar Grant in the Bay Area and Kamala Harris, and something about it being her fault that something happened with that. So I Googled it, looked it up, did some research. Kamala Harris wasn't even in a position of power to have any effect on what it was in particular that he was talking about. It was a flat out lie. I then responded because everybody on the post was like, yeah, she sure was. She sure did. Yep, that's yep. I responded and said, this is a lie. All of y'all chiming in agreement and supporting it, and none of y'all took to the streets to figure out if it was true. Y'all just automatically believed it. I asked him to take it down. He said, no, white publications don't have to take stuff down when they make a mistake, so I'm not taking it down. So for the rest of the day, people continued to just read what he posted and take it as gospel, and then went out into the world and spread them same lies. Ahead of the election coming up, with the heightened use of social media and misinformation, we just saw that young man, the TikToker, dragging the shade room because they were posting misinformation about Joe Biden and Maui wildfires and relief and efforts. He put them on blast and was talking about how they weren't reporting accurately. With all of these going on, we got to do better. So with that, I Googled ways to improve critical thinking skills. Share these with whoever applicable. Okay. Now, Google don't be knowing stuff. But in this case, it sounds pretty decent to me. One, always vet new information with a cautious eye. Is this post from my auntie where the website is www.trapgodswithaznewsboys.com? Is that the most credible source? Does this website sound like someplace that would have actual researched news? Number two, look at where the information has come from, reverting back to what I just said. Okay. Some of these posts, these websites, they be the dumbest stuff, the craziest sites I've ever seen. And people be like, yeah. Verify where it's coming from. Number three, consider more than one point of view. Just because your homeboy that you had a class with in high school, that one homeboy that you had English with, just because he said it and he just loud and talks all the time, doesn't mean that you shouldn't see if there are other opinions out there, especially if that homeboy barely graduated, because that's a whole nother conversation. I'm gonna need to see some transcripts and some old report cards before I allow you to tell me something. Hey, that's another convo. Number four, practice active listening. Listen to what people tell you. Listen with a critical ear. Don't listen to just talk or respond. Listen, practice active listening. Number five, gather additional information where needed. Whenever you identify gaps within that information or data, do your own research to fill those gaps. Again, we going back to high school. We had to do our research papers. You had to cite your sources. You had to say, I found this information in these three books. You had to cite them. Gather information. I've also been doing that and responding to people in trolls on all social media, because I'm no longer going to debate with people who don't have any sources. So I either say, you need to cite your sources and you need to come back with that information in order for me to have a conversation, because if I've done the work, you have to do the work. I'm not going to show up to class with the homework done and you over here without the homework done. That ain't how it works. And if I'm arguing with someone who's non-Black about the Black experience or Black history, I also respond with, I need you to reference the last three books you've read in the last year and a half about Black history and or the Black experience. And if you cannot reference any of those books, we're not able to have a discussion. I'm in the 400 level class. You barely get in one. Like, I can't. All right, number six, ask lots of open-minded questions. Number seven, find your own reputable sources of information. Again, your auntie and them, you got to find another source instead of your auntie. Number eight, try not to get your news from social media. When it comes time for this 2024 presidential election, and we are talking about who has done what and who is a good candidate and who I am and am not supporting and what we should and shouldn't do, you better come to the argument, and y'all cousins, friends, all of our and y'all's associates better come to the discussion with more information and news outside of the shade room. Number nine, learn to spot fake news. Again, going back to number eight. 10, learn to spot biased information, going back to number 8 and 9. If you're skewing in one way, go back to steps 1 through 7 to determine and to find other sources, okay? Number 11, question your own biases too. I'm very biased. I know my bias. I also know and I'm aware, but I also know what I ain't about to be doing. And I ain't about to be listening to nobody who ain't done the work or who they're barely making it. 12, form your own opinion. 13, continue to work on your critical thinking skills. It's that simple, y'all. Okay. Share that with your friends, family, your nieces and nephews, people under 25, because you know what I'm going to say again, my favorite saying, the brain don't fully develop till you're 25. Some people 45 and they still, it's still developing, but hey, we got to start somewhere. Okay. Those are just some quick steps in preparation for what's to come, because I already know the Black community, it's going to be bad. Misinformation going to be at an all time high, and we have to do what we can. So what do y'all think? What are y'all's tips to overcoming this misinformation movement that is happening? And do you have some other reference points when it comes to improving and developing your critical thinking skills? Hit me up. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kanelia on social media. On this week's episode of Black News, we talked about my hurricane experience here in SoCal, where there was a hurricane and an earthquake at the same damn time. We also talked about the viral situation that has been happening and circulating all over social media involving a young woman and that man, that random man in Atlanta that she ended up having a baby with. Then we segued into the critical thinking skills within the Black community and how we need to get it together. Let me know what you thought about all of these topics, some or none, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know, so I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black News with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kanelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kanelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also check my website. I got some shows coming up in a Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kanelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same place. Bye.